You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The pandemic has forced so many people to shift to telehealth, not just for their physical, but also for their mental health needs. It's that mental health aspect that we'll be focusing on in this next conversation. Online therapy or telehealth for mental health care can actually be really effective. However, it also presents challenges for both patients and providers. Joining us today to talk about how to overcome those challenges is Georgianne Benjamin. She is Executive Director of Optum Idaho, which administers behavioral health treatment services for the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. And also joining the conversation today is one of the behavioral health providers who's using telehealth, Susan Martinelli, a licensed clinical social worker who is the clinical director for Pathways Community Crisis Center of Southwest Idaho. I want to welcome both of you to the program today.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you.
So first, Georgianne, let's start with you. Can you clarify what you mean when we say telehealth for behavioral health treatment? Is this therapy over the phone, or is it, you know, kind of over video conferencing? Do you use an app? How does it work?
Telehealth and telephonic services for mental health treatment is actually not a new mode of service delivery for providers. It was developed years ago as a way to bring healthcare to residents in remote area. What telehealth means is real-time audio and video-enabled sessions with behavioral health providers in urban or rural settings. And the virtual visits can take place in one's home, an office, or really any other private location for a video conversation.
So, Georgianne, how did the coronavirus pandemic impact telehealth for Idaho Medicaid members who receive their treatment, in particular from Optum Idaho providers?
Well, as we know, the pandemic changed most everything in all of our lives, and this is no different. We had begun to see nationally that the use of telehealth was gradually increasing. You know, and that really is, you know, aided by the ready availability of internet-enabled smartphones, tablets, laptops, as well as people's growing comfort level with technology just because of today's, you know, what's going on. But prior to the declaration of the public emergency in March of 2020, telehealth use by Idaho Medicaid members was minimal. For example, in April of 19, only a couple hundred Idahoans had received telehealth services under the state's Idaho Behavioral Health Plan that Optum Idaho manages. Then a year later, and a month into the COVID-19 lockdown, April of 2020, we saw the number of people using virtual visits had skyrocketed to over 15,000 people, which was over a 7,000% increase because of the importance to ensure that those members were continuing to access services.
So Susan, you're a provider, and I'm curious about how quickly you saw any shift from in-person to telehealth treatment happen when the public health emergency was declared back in March.
Yes, it was almost overnight. Within 1 or 2 days of being shut down, we had all the therapists suddenly working from home with either desktops or laptops from their offices. And we were having to go through and get permission for the telehealth option with every client. Most clients switched over the telephone or using the webcams, but we also had many clients that were hesitant or stated they just wanted to be seen face to face, and that they would wait until we got back to doing in-person sessions. So it actually took us a few months to even convince some of the clients to go ahead and try telehealth. Some people were so resistant that we just had to discharge them because there were no other options for us. So it was a really fast and not an easy undertaking.
So Georgianne, I'm curious with what Susan said. I'm assuming there had to be a lot of work behind the scenes, not just for Optum, but for the state of Idaho to enable greater use of telehealth for folks, for Medicaid people in particular. Can you talk a little bit about what you had to do at that level?
Yes, definitely. There was a lot of work behind the scenes. But thanks to, you know, the quick actions by the state of Idaho and the recognition by our providers that Idaho families and the children that they help needed access to behavioral health care more than ever with the public health emergency, we were able to make these changes very, very quickly. So Optum did work with the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare to give providers emergency approval to use available applications for telehealth services and others to support Idahoans' behavioral health needs at a time when travel and in-person office visits were restricted, as we know. Many Optum behavioral health providers worked tirelessly with their clients to find ways to make communication work so they could continue to stay engaged with treatment, such as shifting schedules as work and school switched to online, or in some cases, just a telephone conversation. So not telehealth, but just a telephone conversation if a client's broadband access was limited.
So I want to talk about that with that limited broadband access, because we know, Georgianne, yeah, that's a huge issue in the state of Idaho, is access to broadband, reliable broadband. And then some people can't afford that, right? And we live in a rural state on top of it. So what do you do then? Or what are you doing for these folks who are running into those issues? Is it a phone call, or are they having to wait to get care?
Yeah, that's right. For many people who may not have the financial means or live in an area underserved by internet service providers, as you just mentioned, you know, unfortunately, video conferencing and telehealth is not an option, but over the phone sessions is still an option. And so some providers, we have found use messaging apps or email to augment those sessions. So not all providers, but there are many that do, which can help, you know, in ensuring that the client, the member are feeling engaged in a mode that best fits them.
Susan, you mentioned that some clients really had a difficult time with this transition. So I'm assuming, yeah, though, that these challenges weren't just for clients, but providers as well. So the option that Georgianne just mentioned, like over the phone, was that an option for folks who weren't comfortable with the telehealth? Or, as you said, was it really some people just being so uncomfortable with it that they stopped getting care?
We had a few people, like I say, that were resistant and just stopped getting care altogether. But for the most part, most of our clients either opted for the phone or the computer. We had quite a few that at first were really hesitant, but that ended up coming on board as we furthered the process. So
that's good for a lot of folks. So Georgianne, telehealth is obviously different. I mean, right, from in-person therapy. I mean, no question about it. But are you also hearing from maybe providers that some of these differences, are they providing, you know, new opportunities for care? Because I would think that it opens up care for maybe people who didn't have access to getting that in-person therapy.
Yeah, not all providers offer telehealth. And so we just want to make sure that, you know, members check with their provider to see if they are offering it. But, you know, many of those who do try to make the virtual experience as close to the in-person experience as they can. As Susan just said, you know, many people, you know, prefer the in-person, and the pandemic, you know, more or less forced people to adapt to this telehealth mode of receiving services. But some therapy platforms, you know, use a combination of messaging, audio, and video. And if you know, the provider does offer options, it is definitely worth exploring, you know, what works best for you. Mm-hmm. Teletherapy is accessible in a different way, and there are unique things you can do to integrate it into your daily life. We have seen and heard from providers that, you know, they ask their clients to share, you know, written gratitude lists or texting, you know, especially if it's during really stressful times. So again, the providers really trying to work hard to adapt, you know, their methods to where the member is in their needs. One of the greatest benefits is the fact that you can do it anytime and almost from any place, but you do still need to set aside time to ensure that you don't have distractions and you're engaging with the process fully.
So Susan, I'm curious if you will continue to offer this as an option to patients once we get on the other side of this pandemic.
Definitely. We've had a lot of our clients telling us that they would much rather do telehealth than face-to-face now that they've tried it. So we've had a really remarkable response to that.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking to us about this. You know, we've had to shift so many things during this time, and especially now where we know that mental health is so, you know, getting help for your mental health is so critically important that there is this option. So I want to thank Georgianne Benjamin, Executive Director of Optum Idaho, as well as Susan Martinelli, a licensed clinical social worker. Thank you both for your time today.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
More Idaho Matters next.